case by adding a gradient, that doesn't make any difference. The still question is whether the field, whether we need the vector potential to describe things. I will now discuss these two matters. First, the question of the utility of the field. As you know, the whole thing is used, so to speak, to find the field by saying that the B is the curl of A, and that the A then is given by an integral. I leave out the four pi's and this and that, and I just symbolize the integral this way. Well, let's put it in once. We'll put it in once. This is the distance between point 1 and 2. This is the volume element number 2. The constant is 4 pi epsilon naught c squared. So if you give me the current in a static magnetic current, in a static current case, constant current case, then the vector potential is given by this integral. And that seems very simple because it's an analogy to the integral for electricity where I... And the E is equal to gradient phi. And in electricity, it was very useful. Now, why is it useful in electricity? Because the electric field has three components. It's true that the electric field can be also written as an integral. R rho times the vector R over R cube, d volume. R, it's a different case letter, all right, little r. This is another